So for a long time, narco traffickers have been associated with sleek, powerful surface boats that ply the seas and distribute illegal drugs far and wide. But Ecuadorian police have seized a 100-foot narco submarine. It's bigger than the submarines captured previously to this, and it may just be a game changer in the whole fight against narco trafficking around the world. Joining us now is William Marquez with the BBC's Spanish American Division of the World Service. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
The idea of using submarines to, illicitly deliver and distribute drugs seems inescapably brilliant. But and submarines have been around for a long time. How significant is the discovery of one 100-foot narco submarine?
That probably means that there are more. The very first one that I heard of was about 10 years ago, and I actually interviewed a captain of the Colombian Navy who was examining it. It was discovered in central Colombia, so away from the coast, and they were assembling it in a warehouse. And he told me that it was rather sophisticated and could carry up to, at that time, 5 tons of cocaine without any problem.
Let's talk about the sophistication for a moment. Can it run silently?
That I can't tell you. What I do know is that actively the narco traffickers were trying to get a real submarine in the 90s in Florida. Someone was arrested trying to sell a Russian submarine to them. So when that wasn't a viable solution, they decided to just try and build one.
Well, if a Cold War model is a template for what their kind of capability they're looking for, we're talking about radar, sophisticated missile delivery technology, and torpedoes. Any indication that weapons are a part of this whole scheme?
No. They even use some submarines that are made out of fiberglass and submerge themselves, say, 2-3 feet underwater just to avoid detection from the air.
And what sort of detection from the air is possible?
Well, none, really. If you go underneath the water, and sometimes with these rustic submarines, what they do is they have an accompanying craft, say some sort of boat, that travels along with them. And if they're intercepted, well, the craft just goes in one direction and the submarine goes in another. And usually the fiberglass submarines only have one pilot, if you can call it that, with a breathing hole, some sort of periscope, and that's all it is. This one that was discovered in the jungle near Ecuador was much more sophisticated, and it did have capability to submerge itself.
As we know, during the Cold War, the submarine building business between the Soviets and the Americans was $1 billion per boat kind of business. Obviously, these boats are not on that scale, but do the narco traffickers have enough money to build sophisticated boats on a fleet-wide scale?
Not only do they have enough money to do that, they have money to come up with other ingenious ideas to try and deliver their drugs wherever it is demanded.
All right, William Marquez is with the BBC's Spanish American Division of the World Service talking about a story where Ecuadorian police have seized a 100-foot narco submarine, secretly built, capable of carrying 6 people and 10 tons of cocaine on underwater voyages lasting up to 10 days. Thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.